Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
Today is the day. Keith and the Girl week tickets are on sale and free to Keith and the Girl VIPs until this Tuesday, April 5th. We just listed 9 ticket options with a list of the incredible guests that are going to join us. So be there for Keith and the Girl week, or otherwise known as my birthday. Tickets and details, keithandthegirl.com/tickets. VIP members, grab your free ticket today at keithandthegirl.com/VIP.
Now, I know that your girlfriend Kyle will be at one of the events.
Yeah, the movie night.
With us.
Yep.
On virtual stage. Yes. Now, I think we talk about this every year. How does the birthday thing go with Keith and the Girl week? You're not that interested in your birthday, but your partner might be, right?
Yeah. Usually before COVID, I did a stand-up show every year. During that day, I'm not fun to be around.
And it's your birthday.
They insist, everybody insists, whoever I'm with, they take me out to lunch or something like this. I can't concentrate. This is different. So I will allow her to take me out.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
This is weird wording, but I get you.
But assuming stand-up happens again starting next year every year, make the most of it this year, because it can't happen again. It just can't.
I get it, because when you do your stand-up special, when you record it, you're basically remembering an entire movie's worth of a monologue.
Yeah.
And so I imagine you're just pooping yourself all day. You're just trying to make it to the bathroom until you make it to the stage.
I think of different parts, run that part, you know, of course, run the whole thing. And, you know, and I try to plan everything just so the eating is just so that I know when I have to go to the bathroom based on performing that night. Everything is planned that nothing can happen. That's what's planned. Nothing. So, I'm very excited. I wonder where I'm going to go, because a lot of pressure now that she gets to take me out. And what an honor.
For hopefully the final year of your life.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have fun.
Right. Big news, because I just noticed when I flipped my wall calendar to the next month, I had written down, this is the month, yay, everything that made me will be figured out. If you recall, Ken, then your face looks like you don't. Remember the telescope, the Adam and Eve telescope that Craig was jizzing all over? A telescope. So people don't seem to remember. But 3 months ago, all you nerds were excited. This telescope can see so far into space that basically, I don't have to explain this, right? Basically, you're seeing the beginning of time. The way we see a star, that's been long gone. So now we can see where we came from. So this is, now you're probably thinking, where do I go to see? Don't worry, I'm sure it's trending, right? April Fools, no one gives a fuck, and nothing ever happened. Obviously nothing ever happened. As I said, Craig didn't call me this morning. This is the month, guys. It's silly goose. It's silly goose.
Am I getting this right, that for your birthday, you're just going to make fun of Craig all month and his desires and passions?
But they're not real desires and passions.
Oh.
The time I would be able to save him. You know, I wish my desires and passions weren't fucking. That would save me a lot of time, but it is, and I'm stuck with it. His is Adam and Eve in space. Well, as long as he knows it's never going to happen, that we're going to see who made God, he would have a lot of free time to do other stuff. It's a favor. Being my friend is a favor. My girlfriend gets to take me out on my birthday. I get to help Craig save days.
Oh, modern day prophet.
Yes. Just Henda and I with you today. We got to go over the slap part 3.
What?
There's more news. Yeah.
There's more.
There's even more. First of all, I saw this come into my email feed. Just regular email when I say feed. Peacock, NBC's streaming service, it's all led up to this. Don't miss out on season 1 of Bel Air.
Saw that too.
Isn't that funny?
I saw that too. And you know what? Suddenly in my timeline, there's a Chris Rock movie that I've never heard of. Mm. And I'm like, is it not supporting if I skip over this right now? And I got to admit, I'm a little curious, you know, but it zhuzhed up.
Right. You know, it would bother me more if I was Chris Rock after the Will Smith slapping, because I guarantee when Bel Air season 2 comes out, they're going to shove something in there where Will Smith's character is going to say he's a work in progress. He'll slap somebody on somebody's behalf and then cry knowing he did the wrong thing. I guarantee that's going to happen.
Oh, I hope not. I don't know that that's the space for it. I feel like SNL can do that and that's appropriate, but that would be weird.
What's going to happen on SNL, do you think? There is a new live one this weekend. Will it be a red table talk and everybody having, or will it be a dinner scene where they show everybody's side? You know, those are kind of corny.
Xerxes has been having so many thoughts about this, which he's usually not into pop culture, but one of his ideas was that you follow Will like during his day and right. people have comments to other people, like he overhears people and he slaps them and goes, take my postman's name out your face. And he just goes throughout his day just slapping people that are just relative to where he is.
Right. Then different things pop up, of course. Paul Rodriguez said when he was on, he performed in Ali. He had a fight with Will Smith over something, and Will Smith kicked him out of the movie. Well, he was in character, too. He's Ali. He's going to fight you. You know, nobody complained when Lincoln was promoting peace at the cafeteria. That's these people's process, you know. But I have a letter here. And Keith and the Girl listener letters, they're not all friendly, Kemda. They're not all nice, and we have to show all sides. Okay? This was sent to me from Boohoo283. And then, surprise, surprise, it ends anonymous. The last couple shows have been a round table of white peoples discussing the actions of black people. In many aspects, highlighting all of your lack of knowledge and extensive privilege. Example, Kemda's mention that alopecia is a bummer shows her complete lack of understanding of the importance of black hair in our community and how significant losing your hair is. There are literally studies of how hair in the black community is tied to self-esteem and understanding of self. Jada losing her hair and in turn being made fun of it on a national stage in front of millions is a big deal.
Okay. Wow. So I just got hit for having alopecia?
I think somebody just explained alopecia to Kendra, who has alopecia. I'm looking at my head right now. I have theories on myself too, but Kendra was diagnosed.
That's a really fucked up thing to say, but okay, let me clarify my, I'm feeling like it's a bummer. I got to feeling like it's a bummer. This is the best feeling I've had about alopecia. When I first felt bald spots in my head, I cried. I was nervous. I was wondering if I shave it off or put on a wig, but all of that comes from vanity. Otherwise, I would have just let it fall without crying, without mourning it, started thinking of all the tattoos of the people with my hair on the logo, started thinking about my logo and how people are going to change it as memes, as like, you know, with love, with hate, you know, all of this stuff. My vanity is there. I had to mourn this and got to feeling bummer about it. Hopefully I'll be feeling more okay with it as time goes by, even if I do continue to lose my hair. But my hair is not the same texture. I had to relearn it. I had to figure it out again. It was very difficult to figure out from the beginning. And then I had to not feel bad about like combing it is a lot harder, even though there's like maybe a third less of it. It's right. still harder because of the texture of it. And I don't want to stay in the negative about it because I understand that this is one of my health issues and I still somehow have health. So I'm just trying to stay in that space. That does not mean that my hair means less than Jada's hair. It's part of my fucking logo. It's part of what right. people recognize me as. I look different to myself and maybe not to other people yet, but let me not help you misunderstand what I mean by bummer. I mean, like, good news, I only feel bummed about it. Okay? It is hard. Even though I'm not black.
And I understand the black angle too, of course. And I mean that because I see every movie ever made. So of course I've seen movie about black hair, all right? Come at me knowing I'm at least intermediate level. First of all, how could this be more controversial than the transgender swimmer? I don't know. But here we are. You're acting like Chris Rock said, hey, does the curtain match the drapes? All right, he didn't. He didn't. The Oscars
I also, I asked Xerxes, how would he feel if somebody made fun of my alopecia in that same way? And he said, first of all, if I laughed, then I did laugh. And right. Second, if I look, I said, what if you look over and I'm feeling bummed? He goes, then that's how you're feeling. And I'm sorry that you're feeling that way. We can go from there. But I am not getting up and going to slap someone over it.
Of course. This person continues. The Oscars are not a sacred place to be protected. Who the fuck said they were? Who the fuck said they were? Sometimes we get letters where I'm like, I know you're really reacting to other people's thoughts that you read.
Maybe.
I said the Oscars needs protected. I said all I said about the Oscars is that it's strange that to take away an Oscar is strange. I'm not protecting the majesty of it. I'm just saying we know who really won, even if they give it to second place. To me, that's weird to second place, especially weird to third, fourth, and fifth place. That's what I said. I'm not protecting the holy Oscars. And by the way, I have more right to say about the Oscars than anybody because I'm one who watched it live. I'm the only person without kids that has cable. I sat there and watched it. You're getting secondhand opinions for the first time you see it.
Well, I don't know if we said it here or in the chat, but I don't mind mentioning that, like, you are getting dressed up to a very fancy event. It's not a boxing match. Is that fair to say?
Right.
It's out of context for there to be physical assault. And where is the context good for physical assault other than MMA and boxing? And then you don't call it assault.
Right. It'd be funny in MMA fight and they tell jokes.
Only if it's bad, you hit them.
In fact, the Oscars have displayed a perpetuated great harm to marginalized communities for decades.
For sure. Yeah.
Will Smith slapping someone on stage can be added to the list, but it is by far not the worst. I don't expect either of you or your white guest to even recognize this. Yeah, let me guess. You saw the Native American video that went around where she accepted an award for Marlon Brando and said, Marlon can't make it, but I'm here to say, in your movies, this is so long ago, in your movies, if you can start making Native American people look like humans, we would appreciate it. And then Clint Eastwood came on to present after that and said, I'd like to take a moment of silence to think about all the cowboys that died in these movies, you know, and everybody laughed. Yeah, it's disgusting.
It is disgusting. There was a Oscar so white. There was a trying to be like a boycotting. And just for boycotting the Oscars, just so you guys know, I've been boycotting the Oscars, okay? Right. I never watch this shit.
Your two shows dedicated to two black men having a disagreement furthers the negative lens of which your audience views the black community, therefore upholding white supremacy.
I don't know that you know who I am. I don't qualify for white supremacy. I don't honestly like say my name right and then come at me with all your fucking ideas.
I see an interaction between two black people. I turn away. It's not my place. Not for me. This isn't the first time I noticed your lack of understanding for cultural things. Like Keith's review of movies that speak to black culture, and then parentheses, Black Panther. Then don't put movies with an S. And saying he doesn't get the big deal. I didn't say I don't get the big deal of Black Panther. I said Black Panther sucked. Obviously, I get the deal. Kids dressing up in African colors. Of course I get the big deal. It's just blue balls. Come to mentioning Beyonce's homecoming and again not getting the cultural significance and clues throughout in reference to the sanctity of historically black colleges and universities. As a longtime listener, I could go on.
What did I mention about Beyonce?
You mentioned Beyonce's homecoming.
What's homecoming?
I think the movie she did, yeah.
What did I say about it?
And not getting the cultural significance of HBCUs.
And that she didn't get the cultural significance, or I
you didn't. You didn't, obviously. She did.
I mentioned it without... Okay. I don't know that I remember feeling like I am the person who knows about that.
I respectfully ask that you allow black issues to be discussed within or with the black community. This is not your place. Signed, anonymous. So next time you see something like this... and you're white, you go, I don't know what I saw. Not for me. First of all, turn it off halfway. You can watch a black person by himself, but when a second black person comes, turn off the TV. It's not for you. I know this person doesn't have opinions about Russia versus Ukraine. There's not a lot of black people there. I hope you never had a thought on that. Come on. So I couldn't help it, Hemda. I wrote back. Sounds good, Boohoo Anonymous. Today's guest is Boohoo Anonymous. And by the way, did it not count that we had two black people on last week on Keith and the Girl, Rod and Karen Morrow? Or are they sellouts?
What, you mean like
we didn't talk to black people. We decided to deliberately not talk to black people about this.
Oh, we're only
talking about white people. On last week on Keith and the Girl, we did. I wrote, this is a lazy letter you wrote. Shame on you. Love, maybe Keith, but I'm not saying.
I don't know that we have to cite our black friends.
But that's what you're bringing up. You didn't talk about this with black people on your shows. But we did. It feels like important. The only thing this person wants is us to be talking about black issues with black people. We did, but that wasn't good enough for you for whatever reason. Okay. You know, were you mad when I talked about Michael Vick and dog fighting? Even Whoopi Goldberg says it's a black thing. At least did at the time. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I realize I'm white. Stop it! Stop dog fighting! I didn't take the time to learn about your community that dog fighting's okay. Stop dog fighting. It's fucking disgusting. All races. There, I said it. And then this person wrote back. Woo, white fragility at its finest. You sound shook. I didn't explain alopecia. I stated that Hemda said it was a bummer, not accounting for the significance of hair in the black community. It may be just a bummer for her, but for a black woman, it's way more than just losing some hair. It's tied to her sense of being. It's her privilege shining to say alopecia is a bummer. I didn't say Keith said Black Panther wasn't important. My intention was to note that he didn't get the cultural cues, hence him thinking it sucked. So if I understood the music more and the colors they were wearing, I would have thought it was good and not dumb the way Black Panther killed the bad guy.
Keith, maybe. First of all, you hate most movies. So I'm not going to argue with you that you would have found this movie fun or anything, or any movie fun for that matter. But you might have missed cultural cues. That's fine.
But I wouldn't have understood. The plot wouldn't have changed in the movie, though.
No, I don't think that you would have enjoyed most movies, including this one, and superhero movies you somehow think you like, which I don't know that you do. So I don't know. I don't think you like the white characters either. So it's very difficult to tell. Like, when you don't like a movie, it could be bias, but you know, like racial bias, but it could also be you don't like movies. You just keep doing it.
Not acknowledging you may have blinders as a white male in America is wildly lazy. Also, the last two episodes, Vessels of Love, Part 1 and 2, Vessel for Love. Do you even listen when he talked? It said God gave him that role, okay? You can get it right. They're with Tom Delgado and Ashley Gavin, neither of which are black. Those are the episodes I was referring to. Okay, but there is also a third or fourth one. News he talked about a little bit. But okay, let's not refer to those. So again, stop speaking of black issues without black people, especially when it can potentially continue the false narrative of extreme black-on-black violence and crime. Know your place and impact in upholding white supremacy. Based on your response, I assume you'll continue to spout your white supremacy, fragility, and pure lack of personal understanding. In my last email, I said respectfully, I take it back. That's not how it works. I already framed the first one. Highlighted it and framed it. I take it back. You get no respect. Take the time to educate yourself.
No, I clearly get no respect. I said bummer. I get it. But just so you know, that wasn't my privilege talking. It's not like it didn't hit my self-esteem. I'm trying for it not to hit my self-esteem. It wasn't my privilege. It was, and this is going to sound corny, but it was my practice of gratitude. I keep saying, I'm glad I have some hair. I'm glad I had hair for a while. I don't, whatever I can come up with. And I'm glad that there will be people who love me even if I have no hair. And the fact that I have to say that to myself is just the practice that I'm working on. Don't talk to me about my alopecia.
Right.
without somebody present that has alopecia next to you while you're typing.
Yeah. Also, I saw Black Panther twice in a theater. If I made a movie, I'd love my kind of non-support. I watched it. It was almost over. And then somebody I was going on a date with, I asked earlier, do you want to see it? During as I'm watching the movie, she goes, yeah, I'd love to see it. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay. And then I got two more tickets later. Okay. You better tell me, Anonymous, you saw it in the theater at least. How dare you? My goodness. I was tempted to write back, wow, these Russian bots are getting good. But instead I wrote back, a lot to take in, thanks. Now the news is out that the Academy Awards asked Will Smith to leave.
Wait, do I get to slap this person?
I don't know what race can do.
Like Xerxes have to.
I have to check my race chart.
No, he just made fun of my alopecia. He just decided how to talk about my alopecia. Xerxes, we need someone. We need someone slapped.
So the Oscars said, we asked Will Smith to leave. He refused. I didn't know you can do that. But he refused. And they said, okay. Mr. Smith was asked to leave the ceremony and refused. But we also recognized we could have handled the situation differently. We tried nothing and we're all out of options.
We were in the chat this Wednesday night and they were talking about, I think Matt B initially brought it up, that if they were to insist that he leaves, there would be some sort of riot. They have to get back to live television.
Sure.
What do you do when somebody like Will Smith decides not to leave? Do you take him out by force with security? Because he is, will there be too much of a ruckus to get back to it?
Yeah.
And the way I see it is like, is that what we're worried about? Is that what we're worried about? We're not worried about Chris being slapped. We're worried about if we have to go back to live television in a little bit. Right. But what kind of chaos will ensue?
The governors of the Academy said that they've begun disciplinary actions against the actor. Ooh, no more screeners for 3 calendar years. Nothing happened yet. In fact, the Academy is meeting on April 18th to discuss, do they suspend or expel Will Smith? They got a lot to do right now. Morbius just came out. They got to see that.
They're doing their taxes.
Yeah. Things unfolded in a way we could not have anticipated. I wouldn't have either. I wouldn't have anticipated that. Some A-star on the bottom floor is going to attack the stage.
Also, again, Xerxes had a lot of thoughts about this. He was like, I would sooner think that Meryl Streep would take a shit on the stage
right.
before I thought that Will Smith was going to hit Chris Rock.
Yes. Let's see here.
But that's because his girlfriend just shit her pants recently. Anonymous, you want to talk about shitting pants privilege?
Can I have to talk about shitting pants if a black celebrity shits their pants on stage? Things unfolded in a way we could not have anticipated. While we would like to clarify that Mr. Smith was asked to leave the ceremony and refused, we also recognize we could have handled it differently. Disciplinary actions, blah, 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 blah. The Academy and Smith said that Smith will be able to defend himself in a written response before the board meets again April 18th. So he doesn't have to be in person where you can try to figure out if he's full of shit. He has to make a better apology.
What kind of stupidity is that? Wasn't Newsy just talking about this where his father asked him to write things over and over again on a piece of paper in order to be a better human?
Right. I will not have my elbows on the table. I will not have my elbows on the table. I will not have my elbows on the table. Okay. I will not write my apology letter with elbows on my other table. let's see. So Chris Rock started doing his stand-up tour, coincidentally, just started the other day in Boston. And we said how tickets went up. And sometimes when I read the news, I'm always curious, like, is that true? Is somebody on a site that takes advantage of you? But I was just at the Borgata. I saw Chris Rock was going to perform for $40. Then after the slap, I went to Borgata.com. $1,200 a ticket.
I wonder who ups that. Is that the Borgata or Chris's people, you know?
People start calling right away and maybe there's a computer system.
Right, like a bot that says, hey, if this gets popular, jack it up.
Yeah, maybe. So Chris Rock did not talk too much about this, about the slap. In fact, he said he's still processing. He did joke, how was everybody's weekend? But other than that, he didn't mention it.
Can I say, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that he's not allowing it to dictate his show that he already wrote, right, and that he knows that his next words about this are going to be loud and clear, and they should be what he actually wants to say, and that he doesn't have to process this in front of us, and that he's still doing a show after being assaulted.
Right.
I mean,
but if you're paying like $1,200 and you just want to hear 5 or 10 minutes of him talk, I'm just saying, buy a ticket. He said eventually he'll talk about it. Buy a ticket for the end of the tour.
Yes, maybe. Maybe you can time your shit out right. But if you were going just for the gossip, too bad. You got a show.
And always go for that second show. He might have some liquor in him. You never know. At 57 years old, Chris Rock said, "You guys got me all misty and shit," after basking in a nearly 2 minute standing ovation. "I don't have a bunch of shit about what happened. I had like a whole show I wrote before this weekend. I'm still kind of processing what happened. So at some point, I'll talk about that shit."
Love it.
"Sue him, Chris. Sue him," an audience member yelled out. And Chris said, "So I'm going to tell some jokes. It's nice to be out." Ironically, amid rock set, there was an altercation in the back of the orchestra that resulted in a man getting maced and ejected by security guards.
No.
Somebody told somebody to put on a mask, and it became a whole ruckus.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Let's see. "Is this the how the entire tour is going to be?" Chris Rock said. He apologized. Let's see. Will Smith apologizes for his actions on stage, at first without mentioning Rock, then issued a direct apology to Rock Online that, of course, we read in part two of the series. And I think it's full of shit. An unruly audience member who interrupted Chris Rock's comedy show on Wednesday was pepper sprayed and arrested after going berserk over the venue's mask policy. A 25-year-old and his father were escorted out, and he was in orchestra seats. A cop asked,
"Why were they kicking him out? Did he hit anybody?"
No, he said, "I'm not going to wear a mask." And they said, "All right, first of all, quiet down." "No, I'm not going to quiet down." Started yelling. Chris Rock's performing. And they found a way to take him out, believe it or not. When they got him outside, they started attacking the cops, these two people. And that's when they had to use pepper spray.
Oh, the person and the person he was with?
And the person's father, yeah. It's funny when it's a family affair. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Now, people, of course, are saying, hey, what is going to happen disciplinary-wise? Do you take back an Oscar? Do you allow him to keep going to Oscars? There are people that were banned from being at the Oscars again. Harvey Weinstein, Bill Cosby, Roman Polanski, a cinematographer named Adam Kimmel, all these registered sex offenders. That's the rule. Mm. You can't come back. Also, the very first person to ever be banned was Carmen Caridi. He happened to be in The Godfather. He was banned for giving away screeners. He made VCR copies of movies in 2004, about 60, and he gave them out to friends. And of course, they all came back to him because there's a watermark. Mystic River, Big Fish, this kind of stuff.
The line is sexual misconduct or taking our movies.
Yeah, but now you're on a list of sexual offenders. You're the only one that didn't rape somebody.
Oh, my God.
No, I did screeners. Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
Yeah, that's a bad list to be on.
Yeah.
You always want the title of the list to be on that list if you're on that list.
Yes. Oh, I have it. The SNL idea. Pete Davidson makes out with somebody playing Jada Pinkett Smith.
Wow.
Huh? Now we're talking. He's everywhere. Yeah, the show must go on, and Chris Rock is doing it. I'm reading about an artist named Eric Church, a musician. Platinum-selling rocker, I'm reading. 44 years old. He just canceled his Saturday night concert tomorrow so that he can watch his basketball team play in the NCAA tournament. The number 8 North Carolina Tar Heels. He has to see them. He knows it's selfish. He says, sorry, this is once in a lifetime. They've never played Duke in the history of the world, and now they are. Boy, if Duke wins, which it sounds like they will, the way he's carrying on, that's going to be a bummer for you.
Oh, my God. I wonder if his fans were like, could you have just lied to me?
Yeah.
But I guess he's probably responding to the game live, you know, like he can't help it.
Yeah.
Oh, what a, can I say what a slap in the face, or are we not allowed to say that?
Right. I don't, well, he's white. We can say it. And a message on
like in general, a slap in the face now has changed.
I know. It depends on race.
You can't be metaphorical anymore.
And a message on Ticketmaster, Church, who grew up in North Carolina, explained to his fan club, the church choir, that he'll be in attendance in New Orleans to cheer on the Tar Heels alongside his family. So he can't lie. He's going to be at the game. As a lifelong Carolina basketball fan, this douche said, I've watched Carolina and Duke battle over the years, but to have them match up in the Final Four for the first time in history of the NCAA tournament is any sports enthusiast's dream. So he never believed them. He didn't believe in them in the first place, or he would have planned the tour around it.
Right. What we do, because you can plan that stuff around it. What we do during football season is we put the Steelers every time they are playing, and we maneuver a little bit of the schedule. Keith is pretty flexible about it if he needs to be, but holy shit.
This guy's performing in front of more people than I do when I do my yearly stand-up show. I wouldn't go, but you guys get it. It's the Super Bowl today. When does that ever happen that the Steelers are gonna?
Oh, my God. Wow.
San Antonio's AT&T Center. Yeah, I don't perform at the AT&T Center. Eric Church canceled a San Antonio gig for a basketball game, this fan writes, and we're supposed to be cool with it? Get a DVR, you asshole.
I added the, you asshole. Oh, okay.
Make it part of the show. Have a TV on, playing it as you do your songs. If you're a good enough musician, switch the songs around. Happy songs when good things are going. Your wife left you when bad things are going.
This is
an apartment. Thank you. Yeah. Okay.
Did somebody just walk into your place?
They walked into my place and asked if it's an apartment. It is. In a statement sent out by Ticketmaster, which was accompanied by an automatic refund notice, Eric Church admitted that calling off the gig for 4 days before showtime was the most selfish thing he has done against his fans. But
he said,
it needs
this
done.
This is selfish, I know. He said it.
Yeah.
You can't even... Wow. I'm sorry. I have to go back.
Please.
To
sure.
Somebody opened your door, not the apartment building. Somebody just opened your door.
Yes.
Would you care to take a break and lock your door?
Yeah, what's done is done.
Was it a child?
No, it was a grown woman that said, sorry, sweetheart.
Interesting. Yeah. What could she miss? You're the only person on the first floor, right?
Yeah. I think she wanted a realtor office of some kind.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Next time I'll bring him in. Fuck it. I've let worse people on the show.
Right. I'm sorry. You're just so calm about
it. There's nothing to do. The show goes on. This country singer can't perform. The show goes on. I am a person. This is my apartment. Now we continue the show.
Oh my God. I would be so scared.
Now, if this person came in and said something about my bald head, we'd have a fucking problem.
Holy shit.
Stamps.com. Don't leave your home. People can walk into it whenever they want. You might miss an important basketball game. Stamps.com. Do the post office work right in your own house. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the post office and UPS shipping services that you need right from your computer. That's it. Get discounts you can't find anywhere else, like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. I don't know how that works legally. That's money. And that's awesome.
That's a big percent.
Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code KATG. For a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code KATG.
I tell you what, if you're in the chat next Wednesday, make sure you get that digital scale first. Xerxy and I will show you how to use it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Also, big news, speaking of Hollywood, Bruce Willis will no longer be an actor, he says. Rumor Willis, his daughter, posted to Bruce's amazing supporters. As a family, we wanted to share that our beloved Bruce has been experiencing some health issues and has recently been diagnosed with aphasia. Which is
aphasia?
It's a form of dementia.
Oh, no.
It's impacting his cognitive abilities. As a result
aphasia
of this...
Aphasia is an inability to comprehend or formulate language because of damage to specific brain regions. The major causes are stroke and head trauma.
And he had a little head trauma, too, for what that's worth. I'll get into that. As a result of this, and with much consideration, Bruce is stepping away from the career that has meant so much to him.
Oh.
Sounds like he's not even able to leave a video himself, you know?
Yeah,
he loves the spotlight, obviously. This is a really challenging time for our family, and we are so appreciative of your continued love, compassion, and support. We're moving through this as a strong family unit and wanted to bring his fans in because we know how much he means to you, as you do to him. As Bruce always says, live it up. And together we plan to do just that. First of all, it's sad news, but I do like that this is written the way you're supposed to write things publicly, black on white, black print on white. This motherfucker, Will Smith's non-apology, used so much of my black ink, it's insult to literal injury. That's how you know you're a shithead deep down.
That was such a amazing way to mention it and put it there. I got chills.
But he has his movies have been he's had short roles. Looking back, this is why whenever he was in a movie, they're not blockbusters anymore. They're straight to streaming, you know, Fight to Death, Die Today, Live Forever, A Bad Fucking Day. I make it up titles, but these are the types of titles. But of course I remember the greatest things he's done. I was too young to get into the TV show Moonlighting. But come on, The Last Boy Scout, the first couple Die Hard movies, Pulp Fiction, The Sixth Fucking Sense. The Sin City movies, The Story of Us, where Hemden and I got high-low from. Look Who's Talking. He was the baby voice, Mikey. The Oceans movies. He was so funny in the Oceans movies. He played himself, at least in one of the movies, I think Oceans 13. And they just cut him as he's having a conversation with whatever character Matt Damon was playing. And it just starts with Matt Damon going, yeah, I figured it out. And Bruce Willis playing himself goes, oh yeah, $600 million, but everybody figured it out. And that was the whole scene. I'm like, you're talking about The Sixth Sense. That's the funniest fucking thing. I love it. It's so subtle. I loved it.
Oh, wow. I don't know that I would have caught that.
But then
I love when people play themselves. I'm such a cornball for it.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, I'm thinking about the time The Last Boy Scout was one of my favorites. And I remember when I saw Damon Wayans in a bookstore. He was signing books. If you bought a book there and he signed it, you can hear him read from it a little bit. I'm like, all right, maybe this will be like, you know, it's one of those books. It's really just a stand-up. So I'm like, all right, I'll buy the book anyway. Let me see the stand-up show. Then he does a little Q&A, and I go, yeah, I have a question. Love your stuff. Is there going to be a Last Boy Scout 2? And the audience, quite frankly, goes, oh, they leaned in. Like, is there? We all love the Last Boy Scout, the one with Bruce Willis. And he goes, he laughs at me. And he goes, no, I think I'm going to do more serious work from now on. You know, cut to, he starts doing My Wife and Kids on ABC. Okay. Made me look like a fucking idiot. And then everybody starts laughing at me like, yeah, that was a dumb question. That's what happened at the Oscars. Right?
You're so relatable.
Thank you. And his hair's falling out. I can relate myself. I get it. The whole crowd turned on me.
You know what? Part of why I hadn't really brought up the alopecia, I've kind of mentioned it, but people didn't really pick up on it, is because especially when it started happening, it was like everything's happening to me and I didn't want to be the poster person or on a platform for yet another disease.
Right. Then you look like you're grabbing onto everything. The people that go to 82, you know, self-help groups.
Well, no, I feel like it's just I'm associated with disease and fucking breakage. So I'm just like, maybe I can get away with not talking about it yet so I can have a break from speaking about a platform that I'm just going through right now, you know? Right.
This isn't from the Willises. This is news, but it's about Bruce's dementia. Bruce Willis will retire from acting after being diagnosed with aphasia, a brain disorder that affects his ability to communicate and has caused problems over the years. By the way, that statement, when they put it out, it was signed by the wife. Also, Demi Moore signed it. And his four children. Ages range from 7 to 30.
Isn't this a weird 6 degree of G.I. Jane?
Yeah. Yeah. The 67-year-old star had struggled with cognitive issues while filming recent movies. He could not remember his lines. He had to use an earpiece. They had to cancel monologues, This kind of thing. And somebody would feed him each line. It was increasingly difficult to have him on screen, says one source. So they'd use body doubles, but not just for action, for action sequences, but for maximizing his screen time. Everybody knew. The cast and crew knew. His family had to step in. Sometimes they had to remove him and take care of him. They all knew Bruce was having problems. Another person said it was becoming super obvious he was having trouble. Longtime star was hit in the head. Okay, so this is what I was alluding to. Bruce Willis was hit in the head on the set of the Navy SEAL thriller Tears of the Sun in 2002, and he sued Revolution Studios over the injury. In the lawsuit, Willis claimed he suffered extreme mental, physical, and emotional pain when he was struck on the forehead by a projectile during the detonation of pyrotechnics that fucked up.
No.
He also lost 2/3 of his hearing after a machine gun fired extra loud blanks on the set of Die Hard.
That's a lot of thirds.
Aphasia sometimes causes people to struggle to find the right words to speak in short, jumbled sentences. Yeah, I bet he was sounding like an asshole, too. My mom started coming across like an asshole. You know, it came out of love, but she didn't, when she had dementia, she didn't know where the line was. And she'd come up to speaking of black hair, she'll walk up and touch black people's hair. She'll ask a stranger about the tattoos they have on their skin. You don't have any filters now. And Bruce Willis didn't have friends, it seemed, at the roast. I know, who's that dude from Jay and Silent Bob? He had a real problem with him working with it. I wonder if it stemmed from this.
I don't know.
Who knows?
Wow. By the way, I Googled how old is, and Bruce Willis came up. So I guess everybody's Googling that. Because he is retirement age, which I'm not minimizing it. I'm sure that I would love to work forever with strength, you know? So It sucks that you have to step down before you're ready. I was just very curious.
It can be treated with some, you know what? I just put a line in the paper to save my place and I put it over this next word. Well, what if we have the secret right here? It can be treated with something. Sorry, guys. But also with speech and language therapy and a very third important thing. Let's say it's Advil. I don't know. Last year, Willis was given his own category at the Razzies, the parody awards for the year's worst movies, because he had so many direct-to-streaming films that were shit in 2021. They had his own category. He had to play against. He had to fight against himself to win. That's a slap. He currently has several movies in post-production. Rep for Willis did not respond for comment. Well, he couldn't respond. He thought the microwave was ringing, you know.
So he's going to be coming out with 3 more movies.
At least, yeah.
Wow. That's a pretty cool way to retire.
Not these ones. Not these movies. Let's check out the names. That's what you got to go by. Fortress, Sniper's Eye. That's one. Vendetta, White Elephant. Okay. Let's see. In June of 2020, this director says that he had to tell his screenwriters to cut out his dialogue. We also need to abbreviate his dialogue and take out monologues. So one time he was on a set and he didn't know where he was. Quote, I know why you're here and I know why you're here, but why am I here?
Wow.
Hopefully I'd ask like a close friend why I'm somewhere.
This is why I said alopecia is a bummer, because what I have to deal with doesn't sound like anything like this. For an autoimmune disease, I am not in pain because of it, aside from my vanity.
He was on a set for the film Hard Kill, and he misfired a gun at least twice while they were filming. The person who played his daughter said, He was supposed to say something. The girl then ducks and he shoots the gun. He shot it before she ducked. Now, it's a blank, but, you know, you're taking as much safety as you can. Know when you're supposed to shoot the gun if this person's supposed to duck.
But also, blanks are actually, I thought blanks were just things aren't coming out. Blanks are actual bullets, but they're just not made of the material. But you're still getting shot at.
Something still comes out.
Yeah. In the speed of a gun.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know that. Please don't correct me on that. I just understand that there are things coming at you when you're shooting blanks.
I know the speed of a gun is slower than Superman, but still pretty fast. This weekend I'll see that movie Coda that won Best Picture and all that stuff. That's how I support.
And what is CODA standing for in this
Children
case?
Of Deaf Adults.
Mm.
And I got to see Morbius. It's a new superhero movie that has like 4% on Rotten Tomatoes.
You have to see this.
It's Marvel. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Hey, can I announce the movie that we're going to do during Keith and the Girl Week?
Sure.
Okay.
I love announcements.
Nicolas Cage's The Wicker Man. Now,
I never heard of this.
The Wicker Man was a horror movie that I think it's in the original in 1973. Nicolas Cage remade it. But in 1973, it has 88% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's on list of best horror movies ever made. But that, you know, old things are always overrated. It was a piece of shit, I thought. Anyway, Nicolas Cage redid it, 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's our pick. This movie can be talked over just fine. I got a clue. And what did we do last year? I think it's going to be up there with that.
The Leprechaun.
Leprechaun we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that got a higher rating than Wicker Man.
That was
Man.
The most trash ever. It was Jennifer Aniston's first thing. And it was magical. It was so bad. It was perfect. It really was. I know that I can't pick the movie for movie night because right. I know three of them. This is amazing.
I've never seen this version. I saw Chris Rock's movie here. I saw everything, but this is the one movie I didn't see. So I'm excited, and I think you'll have a good time. Of course, if you have VIP tickets for that entire week are covered, just go there right now and pick up your ticks, all right? Hello, Keith and Hemda. Here's a nice email, Hemda. Sorry it took me so long to congratulate you on 17 years of podcasting. This is our buddy Wally. I'll never forget where I was in life when I started listening to the show. I was 19 and working in a stock room of a shoe store. I fucking hated this job. When I found out about podcasts, I listened to this ONA pod, Opie and Anthony, and for some reason I looked at the reviews. Some fucking legendary person wrote, quote, "This is good, but there are no Keith and the Girl," and I've been hooked ever since. Moral of the story, leave a Keith and the Girl review under other fucking podcasts. But be nice. Don't want to ruffle any feathers. Shout out to the person who turned me on to your show. 17 years, and I love everything y'all do. Here's to 17 more, Wally.
Cheers, Wally. Wally's a new dad.
That's right. That's right.
17 years. Yes. And he drove our tour bus.
He's a black person.
He's been camping with us. Mm-hmm. This dude, we went to his Burger Mania.
Yes.
Wow, we've known you for a long time, Wally.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Love him very much. Congrats on your family and everything. All right, one more time. Don't forget, pick up your tickets. You don't want to be paying extra as time goes by.
Should I say one more thing, like Please. Another little announcement?
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say this or not, but like Jeopardy specifically, that event has limited tickets. So if you do want to play along,
okay,
only a limited amount can play along. So I'm just saying, don't wait. It's only don't free wait. Until April 5th. So VIPers, get your VIP discount. It'll continue to being discount. It's discounted, but get it free now.
Yeah, it's going to be discounted, but now it's free. Let's get on top of it. Come on. All right, there you have it. Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend, except for Anonymous. KeithandTheGirl.com.